For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
This is a very disappointing decision for us. Unfortunately, the prudent decision at this point is to abandon the plants.
That was the first week of August last year, when then SCANA and SC&G CEO Kevin Marsh told state regulators that the $9 billion VC Summer nuclear reactor project was being scrapped before it could produce a single kilowatt of power. The magnitude of the action set off a tumultuous year that has left the futures of SC&G and its partner in the project, state-owned utility Santee Cooper, in doubt. The largest business failure in state history put thousands of construction workers out of work and saw close to 3 million ratepayers in the state realize they were still paying for the failed project. The debacle forced new leadership at both utilities and saw state lawmakers step in to try and sort out the mess. And state and federal criminal investigations are apparently still ongoing. A year later, new laws have forced SC&G to temporarily reduce the monthly charge its customers pay for VC Summer by 15%, and for state regulators to set a new permanent rate by the end of this year. Lawmakers realized all along they were walking a fine line in trying to help ratepayers without trampling on the legal rights of SC&G, a private but state-regulated company. But earlier this week, U.S. District Court Judge Michelle Childs denied SC&G's request to block the new law, ruling that when the nuclear project was abandoned, the state could step in. State Representative Peter McCoy of Charleston says the court ruling validated the legislature's actions.
We wanted to make an argument, and we wanted to present bills that were going to be constitutional, that were going to be able to be held up in court. And Speaker Lucas just did a fantastic job in lining that up and making sure the arguments that we did make and the bills that we did have were just right on point. And so Judge Childs' orders, I think, reflects just that.
SC&G has said it will appeal the judge's decision. SC&G stockholders have agreed to Virginia-based Dominion Energy's $14.5 billion bid to purchase the company. But as Dominion spokesman Chet Wade explains, the hundreds of millions of dollars SC&G has to pay for the imposed rate cuts could ultimately make the purchase too costly.
We believe, based on the legislative action, we have that opportunity to not close the merger. They made a major change in the state law. So, you know, we're going to continue to help people understand that why we believe our proposal is better than the alternatives. But we've also said all along that we need our own regulatory certainty to be able to close this and provide the benefits. And we just can't leave that open-ended, as the legislation seems to do.
State leaders are now turning their attention to Santee Cooper. A special committee began meeting this week to consider whether or not the state should sell the utility. Its customers have also paid millions of dollars for VC Summer, and Santee Cooper acquired over $4 billion in debt from its share of the project. Governor Henry McMaster, who has advocated selling the utility, is a member of the special panel.
So there's $4.3 billion in debt for these two reactors, these two unfinished reactors at Santee Cooper, as well as about $4 billion in debt for other purposes. That is a heavy debt load to work a company's way out of by instituting policies of unfound efficiency and cutting back on things. It's virtually impossible to do. Now, maybe there's a way.
Determining Santee Cooper's future will be a tall order for state leaders. The utility has a total debt of $8 billion, and its stockholders are ultimately South Carolina's taxpayers. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.